Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the podcast of the Low Seaters for Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. I'm joined by Callum, and today we're going to be talking about the lockdowns, talk radio being censored from YouTube, and some extra information about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because something really funny has come out, and how Andrew Cuomo and New York seem to be trying to set up COVID quarantine camps, which is kind of suspicious given how Cuomo has been focusing a lot on the Jewish community. Anyway, before we start, you can go to lotuseaters.com and check out all of the content that we have there. One of the things that I'd like to promote, in fact, is something I wrote today. It's a premium article I've written called Memento Mori, Boris. And this incidentally ties into the book club review I'm currently working on by Marcus Aurelius, of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, and classic Stoic text, which honestly, I've already begun it, and it's been years since I've read it, and I can remember why I personally, and so many others, sort of fall in love with Marcus Aurelius's writing style and the worldview he presents. But one of the key concepts is this concept of memento mori, which is remember that you must die. And that, I think, actually has particular resonance now because of the principle under which the COVID lockdowns are being enacted. But I won't go into it now. You can go to lowseas.com and become a premium member to check out my thoughts on this. But I've worked very hard on this. I'm very proud of this. But I didn't want to put it live because I can put it public outside of the paywall because I can see it being taken out of context or something like this. So it's just for people who are very interested and concerned about the things that we're doing. But anyway, let's begin with the lockdowns in Britain and what has happened to talk radio in response to this. So yesterday, Boris Johnson at 8 p.m. gave us a very brief address saying actually a lockdown is going to happen. Now, this is after he said that the schools are absolutely no danger, and because we were already in tier four. So essentially,
that's the main point I took away from this, that essentially nothing's really changed except schools are closed.
Yeah, except schools are closed. But this is a real problem because, I mean, A, it's bad for children. It's damaging their education. It's putting extra pressure on the households. I mean, there's all sorts of spikes in domestic violence and child abuse and all the sort of stuff because people are just trapped at home all day. And apparently that increases the chances. But
there's the thing, like innumerable costs for what benefit and minimal reduce in spread. But you've seen the graph, yeah. It's vertical.
Exactly.
This isn't going to touch it. So in which case,
exactly.
Why we do it?
Tier four didn't do it. I mean, but anyway, Boris himself had previously, again, a few days ago, in fact, in response, Keir Starmer had come out and said, Boris must lock down and used the word must as if there is simply no other option. Keir Starmer is the moral legislator who gets to dictate Boris Johnson's policy. And Boris said, no, that's ridiculous. Children are at literally no risk at school. The dangers of going to school are very, very minimal. And the benefits of education are very, very great, which are, again, his exact words. And then yesterday he was like, actually, we've got to lock down, chaps. It's like, from Keir Starmer's lips to Boris's ears. That's how this entire thing works. But anyway, yeah, so as the BBC have reported, everyone in England has to stay home except for permitted reasons. We are essential workers because we're media, and broadcast media are essential, apparently. So that's fortunate for us. But everyone else at the moment in England is going to be trapped at home, but not just England, in Scotland as well, presumably Wales too.
Well, except for essential purposes. So if you can't work at home or to get food.
Yes. So it's, and you can have an hour's worth of exercise again, just like the first lockdown. Yes. Yeah, exactly. God, get in. And there will be various priority groups that will be offered the vaccine in the next few weeks, which is fine, I guess. That, like the vaccination process, I think that obviously you would offer the vaccines to the elderly and anyone who has underlying conditions, because the rest of the population are just not really very much at risk from COVID, especially not children, which is exactly what Boris said, and yet we're still locking down. But anyway, he said that we're entering what he believes to be the last phase of the struggle. And hospitals were under more pressure from COVID than ever, than any time since the start of the pandemic. Sorry, not since ever. And then he said, stay at home, protect the NHS, save lives. Like, I'm really over it at the moment. But anyway, so yeah, the Scots are also in lockdown. So good news for Scotland. And of course, we have a lockdown hypocrite in one SNP MP. What's her first name? Margaret Ferrier, who was accused of making a return train journey between London and Glasgow back in September while infected with COVID. She was also accused of visiting a gym, a beauty salon, and a gift shop in Lanarkshire while awaiting the results. I think that's where Dank lives, isn't it? So is it Lanarkshire? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it does. The MP was suspended by the SNP at the time and was faced calls from colleagues to resign. But she publicly apologised and said that the virus made her, quote, act out of character. Oh, really? So if I get the coronavirus and I do something wrong, can I just be like, well, the coronavirus made me do it? You know, it's
like the devil.
Yeah, the coronavirus made me take this heroin or something. You know? I need love. Oh, shots fired. Anyway, the point is, the coronavirus is no excuse for your own behavior. You are speaking back to the Marcus Aurelius book club, and this is why you should sign up. You are the author of your own behavior, and you are the one responsible for it. Take that responsibility. But she didn't resign from being an MP, even though she was suspended from the SNP, but she was arrested by the Scottish police, and a police spokesperson said, "We can confirm that officers today arrested and charged a six-year-old woman in connection with alleged culpable and reckless conduct." So not only has she been arrested, they've also named her age, which is something you shouldn't do to a lady. Come on, Police Scotland. That's rather inappropriate. But yeah, anyway, so as was reported by Sky, and this is one of the things that annoys me, is as soon as Boris Johnson's behaviour and policy falls into alignment with somewhere like Sky News, which is a very left-wing, Corbyn-supporting sort of place normally, or Keir Starmer-supporting place, really, suddenly they're like, oh, Boris, he's a very sympathetic character, he's doing his best, you know, it's all charity, it's all kindness, we actually do like Boris, really. It's like, you can see how the sort of, the institutions around him are kind of, you know, carrot and sticking him into doing what they want. But, I mean, Boris had said, you know, schools act as vectors of transmission now, despite not being dangerous themselves. It's like, okay. But, I mean, who's allowing their children to go and see their grandparents? Who's allowing that, right? Because aren't the elderly are meant to be isolated in the tiers that we're in anyway? I don't know. But anyway, the justification given for this is the spike in coronavirus cases, which from the coronavirus government data, I'm not sure actually reflects it yet, because Boris was giving us data that we didn't actually... Oh, no, it is up to... Right, so when I wrote this, it wasn't updated. But apparently 58,784 people tested positive for coronavirus yesterday, which gives us... a higher amount than previously, from 53,000. The death rate is not particularly staggering, though. Yesterday was 405 deaths. At the highest peak of the pandemic, it was 1,000 deaths a day. So it's not good, obviously, but it's not
should mention
the worst.
Deaths are typically 2 weeks behind, so we'll be looking at 2 weeks from now. But yeah, it could. You are correct that at peak it was 1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be back there, but...
But as you can see, can we see the death rates here? Yeah, the death rates have been fairly stable for the past 2 months, and they didn't change at all during the November lockdown. So the evidence that lockdowns actually have an effect on the death rate from the coronavirus seems to be kind of absent. Well, to be
we're
honest.
In tier four, and it's the graph's like that.
Yeah.
You think closing schools is going to do that, is it?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Look, in the November lockdown, as you can see from the graph, we had a complete total lockdown like we're in now. And no change to the deaths at all, really. So I don't know what the rationale for the policy of more lockdowns is, other than Keir Starmer is hectoring me on Twitter and Sky News will say nice things about me. So let's carry on, I guess. But anyway, the reason this is important, and the reason this is actually risky for us to talk about, I don't think we're saying anything that's counter to the data, that anything that is immoral or hateful or... misinformation or anything like that.
We are presenting the government's position. We're doing right now.
We are presenting the government's position. But the thing is, this is still dangerous for us to talk about. Why, you know, if we had good sense, we wouldn't go into this murky water at all. Because this morning I woke up to find the Talk Radio.
The tweets like this, Andrew Doyle saying, looks like Talk Radio's YouTube channel has just been deleted. Anyone have any more information?
Yeah.
And it was a bit murky. And then we got some reports from Helen Dale saying that, yeah, it has been. If you can get the next one.
Just their entire YouTube channel, presumably, I mean, we're not aware of any strikes or any way that they'd cross the line YouTube. But hang on. So the 250,000 subscriber channel just gone like that. obviously. No explanation from YouTube. But what's more weird about this is that Talk Radio is Ofcom-regulated UK radio broadcaster. So everything that they broadcast is perfectly safe for children to hear. You know, it's not... They don't have, like, a post-watershed thing or anything like that. It's public radio. If they're not safe, then none of us are safe.
Mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, they have politicians on there all the time. So, you know, they have mainstream political commentators on there all the time. So if they can just go like that, then nobody is safe. But anyway, what did you want to say there?
So the way this almost certainly happened is through the strike system. So you get three strikes on a YouTube channel and your channel just goes. So that's presumably what's happened here. And they like to upload little clips of guests they have on, so people on, and, you know, their presenters giving a position. So almost certainly they uploaded, I don't know, five yesterday or over a time period of a month. They've gotten three videos taken down. So right. Today will be the last one and then they're just gone.
Could be. It could be. We actually don't know.
But that is the most likely situation, is all I wanted to say.
That is certainly one way. I mean, it is likely.
Unless a YouTube moderator said this is some kind of hateful channel, therefore it all has to go.
But... Well, it depends what they've been saying, because as Guido Fawkes reported, they have been extremely critical of the lockdown strategy. And we don't know. I don't actually watch a lot of talk radio because I don't watch a lot of anything anymore.
They're not very extreme. They don't have a position that, you know, this is a big nothing burger or anything. They're just taking the position which I think we largely take, which is this proportionate? You know, asking is this the right thing to do?
That's what makes it even more concerning.
Yeah. So the wording here they have from YouTube's guidelines, the specific one we think is most likely what they stepped over, is content that disputes the efficacy of local health authorities or WHO guidance on physical distancing or self-isolation measures to reduce transmission of COVID-19. So they would have been critical of lockdowns. Lockdowns are local health advice. Mm-hmm. Therefore, that might be a breach of the rules. If you're a YouTube moderator reading that, maybe that's what you get. But the obvious absurdity here is the or local health authorities or WHO. Because WHO says lockdowns we shouldn't do, whereas our local health authority, the British government, is saying we must.
Yeah, and if you disagree with one of these, it doesn't matter which one, you can get deplatformed.
So if you have a position in favour or against lockdowns, you're currently breaking the rules.
Exactly.
If this stands, which is...
So what you the only solution left open to us there means we have to refuse to assent to the question of should we have a lockdown or is a lockdown a good thing? We have to say we can't even consider the question.
Absolute silence is only what is permitted on YouTube. If this is correct.
Hashtag broadcast yourself.
The only other possible alternative we could think of was they have callers on from the general public. And there was one video we saw where a guy, we didn't actually get to hear his opinion because they just cut him off. But they were saying that he was a denier of it existing. Therefore, we were trying to figure out maybe it's because they've had multiple callers who are deniers. And as YouTube's rules are written, if you platform someone, even if you disagree with them, if you just platform them, that is you endorsing their position.
Yeah.
Because this is SJW logic.
Yeah. And this happened to us on our other channel, The Lotus Eaters, where I had done a video just saying, well, there are a couple of doctors in Germany who are actually saying something about the subject of the vaccine and here's their opinion. And YouTube whacked us for that. It didn't matter that I wasn't endorsing or denying it because I don't know anything about the subject. I was just saying that they had said it. But did you want to read out Helen Dale's statement on the thing?
I'd rather you do it, actually, because you read it.
So Helen Dale, thankfully, she's a legal commentator on talk radio and a contributor to LotusEaster.com. We're going to have an article from her. We already have one, but we're going to have another one about this very soon. And she's going to be extracting the legal conundrum that is at the heart of this. She gives us a statement in which she touches on it. She says, I have a regular weekly spot on talk radio where I appear on Thursday mornings at 11 o'clock for a 20 to 30 minute chat with Mike Graham. I mainly do book reviews and legal commentary based on articles published in a variety of outlets, including The Spectator, The Standpoint, The Telegraph, Critic, and The Australian. And LotusEaster.com, hello. as should be reasonably obvious from the list, I'm a fairly typical conservative/classical liberal. I'm a member of the Conservative Party. As you are no doubt aware, YouTube has deleted Talk Radio's entire YouTube channel. This raises serious legal issues on both sides of the pond. YouTube is purporting to do Ofcom's job. Ofcom is, for all its faults, accountable to Parliament. Ofcom regulates talk radio and all of the UK broadcasters, including BBC, LBC and ITV. Ofcom has the power to sanction talk radio and everyone else if broadcasting guidelines are breached. UK broadcasters can also be sued for defamation and IP breaches. Everyone laughed when it was wingnuts like Alex Jones being banned. Now we're seeing it done to perfectly boring, Ofcom regulated UK talk radio. Who's next? LBC? They're a bit edgy. If YouTube, I can't believe, Helen, don't do my boy Alex like that. Dirty, it's just mean. Just joking. If YouTube has an editorial policy that should be treated as a publisher in law, at the moment it is not, while the BBC, Times, LBC, Speccy and Groniad, and yes, talk radio all are. This would kill social media, but not the wider internet, stone dead. If YouTube and other social media outlets are treated like publishers, they will be made liable for user-generated content, which includes defamation, libel, slander, and intellectual property breaches. They will also be regulated by Ofcom and the EU/US equivalents. Conservatives who think repealing Section 230 will give them more freedom of speech are delusional. YouTube will simply become another media company like CNN or ITV. But YouTube is clearly a publisher. It should be treated as one. The economic advantage it enjoys over its competitors thanks to protection from lawsuits in this way needs to come to an end. And talk radio statement is, we are Ofcom regulated and await a statement by Google. So they just have that, nothing.
That's abbreviated, but essentially, yes, what they said.
Yeah, and so Helen Dale's not wrong, I think, about Section 230, which is what gives social media publishers immunity from these lawsuits and make the people who publish to the platforms, and the distinction between publisher and platform is very important, the people who are the ones who publish the material to the platform liable for any illegal material, and the platform itself, therefore, should not have an editorial policy on the content of the material beyond legal requirements. So the fact that YouTube clearly has editorial policies at this point, and to be honest with you, when we're broadcasting on YouTube, we feel like we're under the sword of Damocles. You know, we feel like there is a kind of malevolent will that is targeting us with all of this. And that is clearly the fact that they have a publishing bias. And so it's not that Section 230 is a bad thing or wrong in and of itself. It's that YouTube are not acting within the bounds of Section 230. And so I don't understand why conservatives in America can't just say to YouTube, okay, you no longer count as a platform. You are now a publisher. Until you make changes and restore these people because of the deplatforming, because of their political views, and remove your terms of service where it suggests the parts of your terms of service where it outlines your editorial policy, then we will not treat you as a platform. We will treat you as a publisher. Prepare for the lawsuits. And this means that, A, we don't need to abolish Section 230, because they are right, it is a good idea, it's just not being enforced correctly. And this would hopefully mean that the people who have been banned unjustly for giving their opinions that YouTube didn't like can be restored, and everyone can go back to normal like things were.
Yeah, I mean, the immediate thing that came to mind, and for Americans who may not even know what talk radio is, I think it's probably the second biggest radio station
in the
UK.
They can get it, though. It would be
the equivalent of YouTube taking down Fox News' YouTube channel because they say they've broken the terms of service or something. There is serious concern here, because, as we'll get into later, they had government ministers on all the time, and they've had one on to talk about this. So just to give some context about Ofcom, so she mentioned that Ofcom are meant to be doing this, and instead YouTube's mission creep in their terms of service has got to the point where they're doing what our online regulators do. Ofcom, as she said, with all its faults, is a bit of a weird organization. So in the paragraph here about describing themselves, they're talking about what they do, and they say Ofcom has extensive experience in tackling online harmful content and also supporting freedom of expression. It's just like, yeah, weird doublethink. But they're now in charge of the internet because of the online harms bill that's coming through. And this is a huge problem for BitChute and all the rest of it. But that's a story.
But the point is
that
if Ofcom start going off the rails and start censoring people left, right, and center, we at least have some method of holding Ofcom to account, which is going to the government and saying, Parliament, do something about this. And then parliamentarians can then take action against Ofcom. There is a...
Your guidance in this part, for example, is wrong. Get rid of it. It's politically biased. You cannot do that to YouTube.
Exactly. There's absolutely no accountability for YouTube. And power without accountability is tyranny. And this is why people like myself, or ourselves, and in the general online space, have been trying to raise awareness of this. And as Helen Dale said, you know, you didn't care when it was Alex Jones. You know, you were just like, well, you know, I don't care about Alex Jones. But the thing continues to contract. And now it's got I mean, I don't even know if I'd describe talk radio as conservative.
No.
I just describe them as just centrist.
Like just mainstream centrist organizations. Yeah. If that's where we're at now, how long do you want to wait?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you want to wait longer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who has to go next? But anyway, should we give Michael Gove's response? Michael Gove's a cabinet member of the government, cabinet office minister. So again, this, like, he's on talk radio.
Central government.
Yeah. So, like, you know, elected central, part of Boris's cabinet, like one of the most important people in the country, if we're talking in political terms. Here he is on talk radio giving his opinion of the lockdown. And this may well have been, I mean, I don't know what got muted, but let's have a hear what he has to say.
Do you think people in a free democratic country should be allowed to debate government policy, should be allowed to question whether or not there should be lockdowns, whether that response is proportionate, and discuss the relative threats of different viruses? Okay. Do you think we should be allowed a free and full debate on that without censorship by, say, for instance, big tech?
Yes.
Are you confident that that's happening right now?
I hope so.
Do you think that any action should be taken by the government if it isn't happening, or if there is censorship?
Well, I don't believe in censorship, and we have a free and fair press, and we have commentators and interviewers of distinction who do criticise the government's position, from Lord Sumption, the former Supreme Court judge, to Peter Hitchens, the distinguished Mail on Sunday columnist, and others. And long may it remain so. And I respectfully disagree with them, but I think it's important that their voices are heard and that debate takes place.
Do you think it's dangerous or that people have blood on their hands if they ask questions?
No, I think it's absolutely right that people should ask questions.
Good to know. We should pass that information on.
No. So, yeah, they don't actually allude to it directly.
But just to be clear, Michael Gove, surprisingly on point on that regard. He was absolutely right. They're every single word I endorse, and that's exactly the kind of attitude I want to hear coming out of the Conservatives. Like, you know, the idea that there should be some intermediary between your opinion of a government policy and putting that out to the world is awful, in my opinion. And it's good to hear Gove saying essentially the same thing.
But I am a bit irritated that they didn't reference it directly. She didn't say, what do you think of us being banned from YouTube?
Yes.
Because it would have been nice to hear him say, right, that's not on, or something like that.
It would.
Rather than, I think censorship is bad. Well, we all think censorship is bad, but what are you going to do?
No, we don't all think censorship is bad. Okay, well. That's true. That's the point, right?
And the liberals of the world think censorship is bad.
They do.
What are you going to do about it? That's
But the point is, at least Gove is on exactly the right side here, and we have him on record saying this. Yeah. So there is that. But on the other side of the issue are talk radio's competitors, who are very happy with this deplatforming, incidentally. Do you want to? You're the one who found this.
So. Yeah, so this is a tech correspondent for LBC. So he's not, you know, an LBC spokesman, but he works in LBC. So I'm gonna
LBC being Britain's largest talk, you know, like a talk radio broadcaster.
Direct competitor to talk radio is LBC.
Yeah,
and his response was, they've broken the terms and conditions which they've signed up to. This isn't a free speech argument at all.
It's a private company.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Will.
LBC being the left wing version, I would say,
yes,
or at least more leftist. They banned Katie Hopkins and Nigel Farage as being hosts.
Yeah, absolutely. So. They purged anything that would be considered sort of right wing.
Yeah, then they hired David Lammy, and it's like.
Yeah. And they've got James O'Brien, who's an insufferable bore. You know, left-wing bore, and it's very politically correct.
Like, I wouldn't even be bothered about those two being on if they kept Nigel Farage and whatnot,
but
they didn't. They purged the right-wingers and hired left-wingers. It's like, okay, thanks for telling us.
Mask off.
Yeah. So this would be the equivalent, I don't know, let's say Fox News Channel got bad, and then CNN is just like, they're a private company, there's no problem here, guys. Everything's fine. It's like, yeah, of course you'd say that.
Yeah.
So it's blatant political bias. But Julia Hartley Brewer responded to this, and she just doubles down, which I kind of love. She's just like, remember the lockdown rules? And I don't even know if we can read this or not, but...
I don't think we should.
No, but her opinion is that, you know, I don't even care. I'm just going to keep saying it.
No, good for her.
Which is good to her. But it's not... She's, you know, Talk Radio is not the first person in the mainstream to actually get hit with this. It's sort of mainstream, but there's a Anna Breeze. She does on the ground reporting, if we can get that one up. She's ex-BBC and ITV reporter.
Yep.
And she just went to a protest about this issue, filmed the protest, put it on YouTube, got a strike for filming a protest. It's like, okay, well, if that can happen to someone ex-BBC, ITV. I think this one got striked as well, actually, like she mentioned.
And then her entire YouTube channel got took down.
I believe so. But yeah.
Well, no, it did. She on Christmas Day, YouTube took her channel away.
Someone working hard on Christmas.
That's right.
So, you know, if that can happen, why can't it happen to LBC? If it can happen to LBC, sorry, if it can happen to Talk Radio, why shouldn't it happen to, I want to know.
It could happen to anyone.
Yeah. Well, why has Fox News got a YouTube channel then? You know, riddle me this.
It'll last until the rest of us have been deplatformed and then they'll be gone.
Yeah. So I also wanted to play the fact that the response will be interesting because it's cool to see Michael Gove say this is bad.
Yeah.
But what will he do about it? Because this is not the first time YouTube has acted in this blatantly partisan manner. I've got a video to play, which is a debate in Parliament. They called up, I think this was a representative from YouTube International. So he's YouTube in California. Mm. And they brought him all the way to the UK and then berated him about a man who we cannot name having a YouTube channel. And they demanded that he be taken down. And he was as a result of this meeting. So if we can play.
He wasn't actually taken down. His channel was indefinitely quarantined. So you can't find it in the search. You can't. You couldn't even share links or something either.
I don't even know if you can call it shadow ban because it's more
sinister than that. Because in a shadow ban, you can at least find the channel eventually. It just doesn't come up in your feed.
Yeah.
But this, you can't find the channel for searching on YouTube.
Search name won't come up. So come up. This is what the Labour Party did to this person.
YouTube continues to promote them videos.
They should not be appearing in our recommendation engine. If they are, I will take this back to our team and see what the problem is.
Okay, but they are. I mean, they are appearing. They are in my recommended timeline at the moment.
The first two videos recommended to me by YouTube, when I just click on, as I've just done with this afternoon, I click onto YouTube, the first two recommendations videos.
Oh my God, she sounds so outraged.
But I love it. It's in her recommended. Yeah, love, that means you've been watching it and YouTube thinks you watch a lot of it, so they're recommending more.
But even if that's not the case, so what?
Yeah.
You know, so what? How dare you think you've got the authority to just be like, bad person,
yeah, gulag. The accusation was not this person's broken the rules. The accusation was not this person's broken the law. It was just, I don't like this guy, YouTube, get rid of him.
Yeah.
And they did. They quarantined it. And so will Michael Gove do the same thing? Will he call in YouTube UK or International and berate them and be like, what on earth do you think you're doing? You need to change this.
Should follow the example of the Polish.
The Polish, what are they, suing them or charging?
Yeah, I don't think it's been passed as law yet, but I think they've introduced a bill to prevent online censorship of Polish people. If YouTube just censor a Polish channel or any social media account, censors a Polish person, they can be fined, like millions of euros. And good, you know, and I hope that millions of euros just get given straight to the person who was censored. You know, I really hope that the Polish are going to, you know, put a real sort of stop to this sort of nonsense. And Michael Gove needs to think about doing something similar.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, let's move on to
more fascism.
Her Cuomo.
Yeah, yeah, Führer Cuomo. So this came up in a friend of mine. Thanks, Fritz, by the way, for sending me this. A friend of mine sent me a link to a bill that's been proposed in New York. And I may as well start at the beginning because without the context, it makes a bit less sense. So we're going to wind back time to the 6th of October in New York in 2020, when Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, in conjunction with Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, decided that they were going to close non-essential businesses in New York City areas which have seen drastic spikes in COVID positivity rates. And he told this to Jewish community leaders on a conference call, as reported by Hamodia.com, which is a Jewish newspaper. Cuomo said, "We have to close the schools. We have to in New York City. It's going to be the businesses in those communities, non-essential businesses." But the governor also said that religious gatherings were a potential larger cause of virus spread, and the purpose of the call was to urge leaders to encourage compliance with COVID guidelines. The previous day, Cuomo had warned that he would close synagogues if leaders did not agree to enforce guidelines of maintaining only 50% capacity. On the call, Cuomo frankly admitted that businesses were not driving the rise in cases, but rather unmasked gatherings. He did not explain why he was closing the businesses or schools, but he even admitted that they were not the primary concerns for coronavirus spread. And so this ended up looking really bad because Cuomo seems to have been specifically going after New York Jewish communities. Now, New York's Jewish communities are something like 13% of the population of New York. There's a lot of Jews in New York. And these run the gamut between, like, you know, secular Jewish people who are not part of the more orthodox and tightly knit Hasidic communities, who are very religious and follow, like, particular religious holidays and festivals and rules and guidelines. But, I mean, I don't care, you know, like, it doesn't matter to me what they do, as long as they're not breaking any, you know, hurting anyone else. But this is essentially the thrust of Cuomo's point, though. But even Newsweek, the next day, Newsweek published this, and I found this opinion piece really funny. Leftists running the Big Apple and Empire State have settled on a convenient COVID super spreader scapegoat of choice. Their choice should be surprising to no one: the Jews. It's like, really, Newsweek? Really, is that... Like, I mean, to be fair, he's right. Leftists do have a long history of persecuting Jews. Leftists of both the national and international variety have persecuted Jews all through the 20th century and before, in fact. But anyway, so yeah, Cuomo targets the Orthodox Jewish community and the identity of Orthodox Jewish, believing that these religious gatherings, he says, have been a problem for weeks, completely abandoning any sort of semblance of neutrality. He's not calling out, like, Muslims or Catholics for the same thing. It's expressly the Jews. He'd flagged 20 hotspot zip codes around clustered in various New York metropolitan areas, which are, surprise, surprise, again, in this Newsweek's reporting, in predominantly Jewish areas of Brooklyn and Queens. As law professor Josh Blackman noted, the commission did not impose similar crippling restrictions on at least six New York City zip codes with similar COVID-19 positivity rates that, surprise, are not predominantly Jewish. So you've got areas of New York that have these COVID spikes, and Cuomo's like, these ones with Jews in can have special lockdowns. Those other ones don't need special lockdowns, and I'm not even going to explain myself. Don't know what to tell you. Just doesn't look good. But we're not finished. It gets worse, right? So then on the 9th of October, the Jewish Orthodox leaders naturally were like, well, hang on, we have constitutional rights. You can't just do this. And so they appealed. They filed lawsuits against New York State, against these newly ordered closures, and filed a complaint in federal court in Brooklyn, seeking a protective order blocking Cuomo's executive order. But a federal judge refused to do it. Judge Kyo Matsumoto issued a ruling on Friday after an emergency hearing that said the state had an interest in protecting public safety, so shut up. Cuomo can expressly single out Jews and then shut you down. So on October the 15th, Jewish groups decided to sue Cuomo themselves. So they had sued him for issuing a, quote, blatantly anti-Semitic coronavirus order, restricting religious services in Jewish areas just before three sequential Jewish holy days. Now, I'm not really one to point and go racist, anti-Semite, all this sort of stuff. But it is hard to tell them that they're wrong, because he does seem to be expressly targeting these Jewish areas, even though there are other non-Jewish areas that have exactly the same kind of problems.
I mean, certainly by Democrat standards, he's already gone far over the line into becoming an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah, by the standards of the left. I mean, it's, you know, but you couldn't not call him an anti-Semite. So, I can completely see why they would. But even from the standard of someone who doesn't like these kind of labels, I mean, he is looking kind of...
a little sus.
Yeah, he really seems to not like the Jews in particular, you know? But anyway... So according to the lawsuit, Cuomo's anti-Semitic, creating religious observance-based color-coded hotspot zones directed towards particular Jewish communities. And what he had done is, on a map, basically, he'd outlined in red these, what are effectively Jewish ghettos, that he's created these cluster hotspots that are predominantly Jewish, redlined around, that they're not allowed to leave and they're not allowed to operate in. So these locked-down Jewish ghettos Andrew Cuomo has created. And the Jews are like, okay, we'll take legal action. The judge's like, no. Like, okay. And so, okay. I don't know what to say. This looks really bad. Like, it's comical how clownish and like how openly clownishly Nazi-ish Cuomo ends up looking. But we're not done. On the 21st of October, it was raised maybe that he should apologize. Maybe it's wrong to target the Jews for being Jewish or, I don't know, dirty coronavirus spreaders or whatever, whatever it is he was framing it as. And he was like, no.
Could you have a worse PR operation?
No. But he was like, no, I'm not going to apologize. It's like, okay, well, interesting. He says, I'm sorry that they feel the disruption. I'm sorry that they are disrupted. Their religious ceremonies are disrupted. How many people can they have in a synagogue is disrupted. How many people they can have at a wedding is disrupted. The operation of their schools is disrupted. I'm sorry for that. But how you feel about being targeted for being Jewish? Nah, not even bothered. He says, in the same way that I'm sorry to the Catholic community, the Muslim community, to all New Yorkers, I'm sorry that we're having to go through this. I'm sorry that people are dying. I'm sorry the state has to impose disruptions on your life. I'm sorry that we had to close your businesses, which may mean you lose your business.
Hang on, is he apologizing to the people of New York or the Jews there?
He's apologizing to the people of New York, not the Jews.
Okay.
Right, specifically.
Because in my head, I'm hearing some dog whistles there.
He's expressly universalizing this apology. So it's like, well, I'm apologizing to everyone, not to you. I mean, he literally said no.
No, no, but he's apologizing to people in New York for the super spreaders of COVID.
Yeah, I didn't even interpret it that way.
That's how I'm interpreting it. Jesus Christ.
Maybe he was. It's like, Jesus Christ, Andrew, right? Like, I have no thoughts on the issue beyond these are people who are. They have constitutional rights and you seem to have a particular animus against them. Maybe you should leave the Jews alone. Like I totally
Cuomo, please.
Yeah. Cuomo, look,
let my people go.
Yeah. Like I'm in total solidarity with the Jews of New York. Right. And anyway, so, I mean, he's not wrong that like Muslims and Catholics and the Jews, they didn't go into like a full lockdown, but they had to make sure that their mosques and churches were at like 50% capacity and things like this. But he was not happy with the fact that the Jews, I guess, in his mind, had not done enough or had not followed the rules closely enough, and they were getting particular spikes of COVID.
Because that's the thing. These are religious groups, so they'll be religiously meeting, which is permitted under the Constitution under all circumstances.
Yes.
So even if there is a pandemic, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But he had a specific problem with Jews meeting in synagogue to do this.
Yeah. And like they pointed out, there are other locations where they're getting these kind of COVID hotspots, probably because of religious gatherings as well, because that's a very easy way to spread it. And he did nothing.
If it happens in a mosque or a Catholic
didn't
church.
Didn't redline the Muslim areas or the Catholic areas. No, no, no. He redlined the Jewish areas. That's it. That's all you need to know. So anyway, fast forward to 25th of October. There were the Jews for Trump protests. And I covered these at the time, but I didn't realize quite how deep this had gone until I'd researched this. But and I was living for these protests. I absolutely love this. And this is the kind of sort of positive, incorporative American identity that Trump has been presenting. Whenever someone is being essentially tyrannized by a Democrat governor, they can come out and go, no, I'm for Trump. And Trump, you know that Trump is deeply behind this kind of attitude. So yeah, I want freedom. I want them to have their rights. I want them to be able to operate. You know, we're not going to live in fear. And I totally love it. 11 people were arrested at this because of counter protests attacking Jews in New York. Giuliani was speaking there, and he's like just making great points. He says, I would love to have had a campaign commercial of it and put it in the middle of America and say, who would you prefer over the next 4 years? This was before the election, obviously. This group of foul-mouthed people who don't seem to have vocabulary beyond three words, or these very nice Jewish people who are driving in the car and not saying anything back and not doing anything other than exercising their right to say they're for Donald Trump. Totally agree. And that's been the consistent pattern of Trump supporters. This kind of silent revolution where it's like, look, I'm not angry at you. I'm just going to vote for Trump. I'm just going to do it. And I don't care what you call me. That's where it is. We've got this is the distinction of values. You are a weird authoritarian control freaks who seem to kind of hate certain groups. I'm for everyone living freely, you know? But anyway, the Daily Wire, this coming back to New York now, in November, the Daily Wire had said, in the past weekend, the Governor Cuomo had condemned a Hasidic synagogue in Brooklyn for hosting a secret maskless wedding with thousands of guests. And apparently I'm probably not allowed to root for that. But that was in blatant disregard of the law. It's illegal. Well, maybe you should do something about it, Chris. Andrew, what are you going to do?
Pretty sure redlining Jewish districts of a state is also illegal, but... Like the reason I'm a bit hung up on that is that it's actually something the Luftwaffe did.
Yeah.
So when they invaded Poland, they had a map of Warsaw. Yeah. military targets first, yeah. and then they had the civilian targets, and they literally took a red X out and red X'd certain districts and said, if you have any spare bombs, that's where to drop them.
Well, so Cuomo said this was a blatant disregard of the law. It's illegal. It was also disrespectful to the people of New York. Do you think that Hitler ever said that the Jews were disrespectful to the people of Germany? I mean, they are the people of New York. Like, Jews are people of New York, Chris.
It's exclusive language, isn't it?
You have just separated Jews from being people of New York. You absolute Nazi.
God, there are so many jokes.
It's awful, right? But then, this has been proposed, I think it was yesterday this was proposed, which is a New York bill to create coronavirus camps. And it's like, okay, who's Cuomo putting in those camps, right? This is wild. This is absolutely wild. So the bill is currently in a committee. It hasn't gone through to the vote yet. But this is what it says. The summary. This bill relates to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases that are potentially dangerous to the public health. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee and complying with subdivision of Section 5 of this section. So COVID camps for Jews.
So Cuomo would have the power to set up a medical facility in which he would house groups
of
people. Or other
appropriate facility.
Yeah, and house people or groups of people who are accused of being super spreaders or carriers of the virus.
We'll just call them dirty.
I don't want to take on Cuomo's crazy man. I don't want to be associated with that.
but that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. These people are diseased.
That's why I don't want to be associated with Cuomo and his party. But
yeah, of course. I mean, it's unreal how this is coming back. And it's like, okay, so you've ghettoized a particular section of the population. You've locked them down in an exclusive lockdown that's just for them.
They're not part of people of New York.
Exactly.
I also apologize to the people of New York for all the spreaders.
Yep. And now we're finding legal ways to remove them from the population and keep them in camps so they don't infect the rest of you.
I disavow.
Yeah. Unreal. It's not surprising, though, that like Reason Magazine, Eugene Volokh's... I love Volokh Conspiracy, by the way. I've followed Eugene Volokh for a long time.
Why, what is this?
It's just Eugene Volokh's commentary. He's a lawyer. And he's always been quite based, frankly. And where was he before Reason? I can't remember where he was before Reason. But essentially, they're like, look, this guy is basically a Nazi, you know? And it's hard to say that they're wrong. I mean, they're like, in the mid-14th century throughout Europe, Jews were scapegoated for spreading the Black Death. Rumors spread that Jews poisoned food, water, and even the air. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
I love some people in the chat being like, but at least Cuomo's on the right side of history.
Oof. Oof.
Like, that's what he'd be arguing. But here's the thing. If it was the Jewish community, if he was able to show some data and say, look, in Jewish, high Jewish population density districts, there's an increase, probably because of cultural reasons, something like this. Yep. Therefore, we ought to relate our response to that data. Yep. Okay, but that's not what's going on, as you said. Why wouldn't you do it in the other
spots that have the same problem?
You have this issue with religious areas, probably because of communal worship, sure. which is legal under the US Constitution, yep. and therefore you would tailor it to that, but he's not. He's tailoring it to the Jewish communal worship.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally redlining the Jews and not the other religious communities who also have COVID spikes.
Because that means even by Republican standards, you know, because it's not the outcome is wrong. The procedure there is obviously biased as well.
Deeply. And again, fundamentally, constitutionally, they should not be doing this. You know, I this is why I love the American Constitution. You know, these are hard and fast rules that should not be breached. But Cuomo, not being a constitutionalist.
Cuomo doesn't agree.
Yeah, being something of a German in this regard. Doesn't care.
What is Cuomo? He's Italian, isn't it?
Of course he's Italian, yeah.
Yeah, it's always the access, man.
It is. Anyway, so yeah. So that's good news if you live in New York. And,
well, it's good news if you're Cuomo, I guess. It's not good news for anyone else who could be put into the medical facility. Of course.
Good news if you're in the category of a person of New York. If you're not in that category, then it's not good news. Again, we disavow. Cuomo is a monster, and we stand with the Jews for Trump very heavily. I wish I had my MAGA hat here. I'm not even joking. Like, you know, big up the Jews of New York, man. Anyway, So like,
could you imagine saying this group of people aren't part of the people of Britain? Well, I'd just be like, they're the super spreaders. We need to deal with them. You'd be in a jail cell by tomorrow with Britain.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, but I just imagine going back a year ago and saying, look, in a year's time, Andrew Cuomo is going to be ghettoizing and locking down Jews and then proposing legislation to put them into camps. You'd be like, no, there's not. What? Why would that happen? So, oh, well, you know, it's going to be an interesting year. But anyway.
2020.
We're not even in 2020 now.
Sorry, 2021. Like,
2021 is bleeding in, you know, bleeds into it.
So that's her Cuomo.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the cult of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's frauds as well.
Yes.
So this is something I mentioned previously. It might have been in a super chat or a story we did. I can't remember. Yeah. But I wanted to make sure people knew, no, this was actually real. So when Kamala Harris started running, this was an image in a report which the BBC ran about, you know, who is Kamala Harris? And this was the ending image. And as you can see there, literal box ticking. Female, black, Asian American, vice president. Not sure yet.
Well, the thing is, I actually ran this up on Snopes and they were like, no, they're circles, not boxes. So this is this was fact checkers false.
I also love the absurdity though that, you know, black and Asian American, but that's a whole other conversation, yeah. I guess.
Oh, it's kind of like Magic the Gathering. Have you ever played Magic the Gathering?
No, I haven't.
Well, you get like a creature card and it's like a human warrior, right? And so any other cards that affect humans or warriors affect that card. So it's like that kind of principle when it comes to political identity politics. Okay.
But I just wonder, how do you even, like, black Asian American or black and Asian American? Like, how do you even, because Asian American is you know, what do you call that? A hyphenated phrase there.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on. That is real. That is a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
So there's also the we've all had the suspicion, as Joe Rogan pointed out, that Joe Biden is essentially a flashlight that's not going to last. And Kamala Harris is really the candidate for
presidency. He's a very dim bulb already, isn't he?
Yeah, it's not going to work. So there's a funny clip going around of Joe Biden actually saying that Kamala Harris is president-elect, which a lot of people picked up on. And
that's fairly recently, too.
Yeah. It's not the only one, because the Hill, the left-wing outlet, is actually running a headline talking about, can we start whispering about President Kamala?
Yeah, well, let's watch the video and then we'll go into that.
Do we have the video?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
It would make a huge difference for President Trump to say, wear masks. And hope the president will clearly and unambiguously urge all Americans to take the vaccine once it's available. I took it to instill public confidence in the vaccine. President-elect Harris took hers today for the same reason. And when the president's doctors recommend it, President Trump should take it and instill the same degree of confidence. Right. Let me also say this to the American people.
Yeah.
We can save, all the experts tell us, between 60 and 100.
Thanks. Didn't even correct himself, just carries on. And listen to the way he speaks. It sounds like he just...
He's just senile. He's just old.
He's an old man who needs to be put out on the porch.
But that's the thing. His comment of saying President-elect Kamala is you know, he's just a senile old man. We all know this. Okay. But then, you know, why is the Hill running articles saying, can we start whispering about President Kamala yet? And that's because everyone really knows that that's really the hope on the left here. Can we get that article up for the Hill?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. We have interrupted the technician.
Yeah. So that's real. That's someone actually arguing. Yeah. The real thing here is President Kamala Harris, which, yes. I mean, everyone has known.
And that was only 2 days ago as well. So this is like, you know, the current line of thinking in Washington. They're well aware. And this is like, this. They say here, this is not about the legitimacy of Biden's presidency. So really, the fact that the candidate that you think is going to become president is so old and senile that you don't even think he's going to make it through the first probably year of his presidency. So we need to start talking already before he's taken office about his vice presidential pick being the president. Like, but this isn't about the legitimacy of his presidency or anything. The voters elected him, Vice President Harris, and they have a right to govern our nation, blah, 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 blah. Rather, this is about the need to talk openly about the possibility of another political transition once a senior citizen takes over the Oval Office. Americans, please stop voting for geriatrics.
But it wouldn't actually be the first time either. There was an American president who got himself sworn in whilst it was raining to be like, you know, I'm a big tough man. And then he got pneumonia and died like a week later.
Bloody
and God. Then they had to swear in the vice president as the president. So, I mean, with COVID going around, are you confident he's going to make it? I mean, I'm not that confident he's going to make it.
No. I mean, he took the vaccine, so presumably he'll be fine. But you know, who knows, it won't be something else.
He could trip up on a chair and he'd be gone.
Well, so. You mean trip up, his dog might break his foot.
Yeah.
Like, I was playing with
gust
the dog.
Gust of wind,
yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, so the interesting thing is the media's reaction to Kamala Harris. Because Kamala Harris was not sympathetically treated when she was running for president. And she was called all sorts of names, essentially painted to be a cop, which is correct. And so now, watching them trying to walk back and create this kind of cult, Hillary Clinton-style cult of personality around Kamala, is really bizarre and really cringe, especially when you get articles like this. Now, this was from Elle magazine, and it's right at the beginning of this magazine where Kamala gives us an anecdote that is really golden. They say, by the time... So Kamala Harris, if we can go down a bit. Sorry, I missed out the top. So she... No, go down a bit. Go down a minute, sorry. So she had gone on a march, a civil rights march in Oakland, California.
Did she?
Apparently, when she was very young. When she was very young.
That's brave.
And at some point, she had fallen from the stroller. Few safety regulations existed for children's equipment back then. It's like, yeah, but your mum could have strapped you in. And the adults, caught up in the rapture of the protest, just kept on marching. By the time they noticed little Kamala was gone and doubled back, she was understandably upset. My mother tells the story about how I'm fussing, Harris says. And she's like, baby, what do you want? What do you need? And I just looked at her and said, freedom. F-W-E-E-D-O-M.
And then everybody clapped.
Yeah.
Like, obvious, not true.
And we know that that's not true, because it's obviously been stolen from Martin Luther King. Because in a 1965 Playboy interview that Martin Luther King gave, this is what he said. I will never forget a moment in Birmingham when a white policeman accosted a little black girl, 7 or 8 years, using language that we can't use now, black girl, 7 or 8 years old, who was walking in a demonstration with her mother. What do you want? The policeman asked her gruffly. And the little girl looked at him straight in the eye and answered, freedom. She couldn't even pronounce it, but she knew. It was beautiful. Many times when I have been in sorely trying situations, that memory of that little one came into my mind and has buoyed me. You absolute thief, Kamala. Like, the idea that you can just steal this, it's almost exactly the same circumstance of speech and be like, yeah, so that was me. I, as a child, was marking this. Like, shut up. You come from aristocratic heritage. You know, Kamala is not like some poor displaced peasant girl who's made it big. You know, she comes from this sort of, you know, elite environment.
This isn't the first time as well. I don't know if we had time to include this, but I saw her trying to claim that she's been celebrating, what is it, Kwanzaa for years? And then people just went back and looked at her old writings of her talking about celebrating Christmas and only Christmas. It's like, right, so you just made this up.
Yeah, just a lie that she thinks is going to pander to the black community. The thing is, I saw a reply to that from some doctor from Africa. I can't remember the name, but it was a very African name, you know. It was like a very African-sounding name. And she was just like, I'm from Africa, and I've never heard of Kwanzaa. What's Kwanzaa? I worship Jesus Christ, yeah. The Lord and Savior of the world, you know.
Based.
Yeah, based. But the point is, this pandering is transparent, and it's nonsense.
Well, it's... We don't have time to get into Kwanzaa. That's another episode.
It doesn't matter about that. But like, the point is, Kamala Harris is lying. And then it goes on. Like, if you go back to the Elle magazine thing, they say, this past August, that same precocious child, now a member of the US Senate, stood on a stage in a nearly empty auditorium flanked by American flags and accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president, making history as the first black and Indian American woman to do so. A week later, flanked by those same flags, she delivered a speech designed to deflect attention from Donald Trump's own speech later that night at the Republican National Convention. Justice, she said forcefully, boring into the eyes of viewers as she defended the right of peaceful protesters to take the streets after the recent shooting of Jacob Blake by a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She said one word there, and they're like, here's a huge chunk of information to buttress this. But she said, justice, let's talk about that. Because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human, and we have yet to fulfill that promise of equal justice under the law. Kamala, you know, your public record as a prosecutor and what was she? Yeah, a prosecutor, and she was
DA.
That's right. Is all a matter of public record, and so we can go to just the next link, which is prospect.org, where we can find out all about how Kamala Harris was like, keep those black men in jail, even though they're non-violent and even though they're there for drug offences. And this was because Californian prisons were massively overburdened in the sort of 2011-2013 period. And they were trying to reduce the amount of overcapacity. So they were like, right, we'll let out non-violent drug offenders. Again, in California, mostly black. And she was like, no. She, in fact, this is the way that they described it, right? Her office had spent so much time and effort essentially nearly bringing the state into a constitutional crisis because it was unsure how they were going to force her to comply with the directives that she had been given to reduce the capacity at the time was like 167% of capacity, so way over capacity. In 2011, they wanted it down to 155% by 2012, and finally arriving at a target of 137.5% in June 2013. And Harris's office, quote, confirmed their intent not to comply with the order, but instead seek its modification from 137.5% to 145%. So it's like, no, just keep as many of them in jail. Just pack them in tighter. We don't care, right? And when the office launched into a campaign of all-out obstruction, refusing to answer why they could not simply release low-risk, non-violent inmates to conform to the Supreme Court's request, quote, defendants offered no explanation. However, they could not release low-risk prisoners early. Don't know.
Got a reason, but we can't do it.
The Supreme Court's ordering you to do it, and you're going into a state constitutional crisis, and Kamala's just like, no? What is it? Is it because they're black, Kamala?
I mean, this is a procedural thing. So again, by the Democrat standards, you know, there's no argument. She's a racist. But by Republican standards, you might say argue. But there's the best part of the whole campaign for me was Sean King, Mr. Self-Identified Black Man, who was against Kamala. We can't let Kamala get the presidency in the primaries because, what was the wording? She had locked up a black friend of his who she knew wasn't guilty. And then she was made vice presidential candidate. And then he was like, we need to vote for Kamala, guys. We need to get her through.
I mean, it's do you remember her bragging
about... Your friend, under the bus.
She bragged about smoking drugs and listening to, like, Tupac or something. And it's like, then why are you so against letting out these non-violent drug offenders?
It's just, oh, shouldn't you be joining them then?
Exactly. I mean, obviously that's false. You know, I don't think that she was doing that. You know, and if I recall correctly, she had said that it was, like, in a year before Tupac had released whatever it was. So it's not even possible on the timeline, but that could, you know, anyone can make that kind of, you know, memory mistake from like 30 years ago, right? So I'm not like going to be like, oh, gotcha. But it's just like, on its own, for a normal person, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably just a mistake that they forgot. But because Kamala seems to have just fictionalized so much of her own life, like the Kwanzaa thing, this Martin Luther King thing, why would I think this isn't just like a Hillary Clinton hot sauce moment where she's just openly pandering and hoping no one's going to call her up on it?
Yeah, or the opening lying. I mean, the best part about Hillary Clinton was the under sniper fire thing.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? We landed in Bosnia under sniper
CNN,
fire.
CNN, yeah.
Like 20 times she told this lie. Yeah. I mean, the footage is just her walking around shaking hands on the tarmac.
But she said it to CNN, who have the footage of her shaking hands on the tarmac. And they were like, well...
What are you doing?
Okay. But anyway, this Elle magazine piece was amazing, right? She gives us not one, but two, and then everyone clapped moments. She says... She explains that it was looking like the election was going to be called for Donald Trump back in 2015. My godson, Alexander, who was 7 years old at the time, came up to me crying and said, Auntie Kamala, they're not going to let that man win, are they? And you know the babies in your life. She closed her eyes and swallows. I held him. I mean, it still brings me pain to remember how he felt and how it made me feel, which is why I needed to protect this child. I had him one way in mind. I thought the evening would go, and then the way it turned out, and by the time I took the stage, I'd ripped up my notes, and all I had was Alexander in my heart. I took the podium and said, I intend to fight. I intend to fight. Just give that lady an Oscar. That's what I'm saying. This is a hell of a performance. But it fits completely in with being Joe Biden's vice president-elect. Why would Joe Biden not also choose a woman who is a total fraud as his running mate? Because Joe Biden himself is a total fraud. This is a video from the Washington Post from like 2019. So this isn't exactly a new thing that they brought up to, I don't know, get him now. But this was
the Washington Post isn't even a Republican outlet.
No. So. It's totally Democrat mainstream. But we'll watch this. This is about a minute and a half, but it's totally worth watching. So you can see just how much of Joe Biden's work and, like, you know, the large speeches he's giving are plagiarized, just like she did with Martin Luther King. Let's go for it.
But this standard is not a measure of how we can evaluate the condition of our society. It cannot measure the health of our children, the quality of our education, the joy of their play.
Yet the gross national product does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education, or the joy of their play.
Let us pledge that our generation of Americans will pay any price, bear any burden, accept any challenge, and meet any hardship to secure the blessings of prosperity and the promise of opportunity for our children.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
And I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
Why am I the first Kinnick in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Glennis the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
No, it's not because they weren't as smart. It's not because they didn't work as hard. It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
Does anybody really think that they didn't get what we had because they didn't have the talent or the strength or the endurance or the commitment? Of course not. It was because there was no platform upon which they could stand.
Word for word.
Yeah, I have one defense. The defense would be that I watched an interview with the speechwriters of Obama. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting interview in its own right, but I reckon a lot of them are speeches he's been handed and he's not really gone through. And the speechwriters will be the ones being, because it's all left-wing people that he's parroting there,
in which case
they'll be inspired, let's say, in the politest possible terms, to make that sort of thing. But Kamala's is not like that at all. There is no justification. No. It's just completely made up, everybody clapped moments.
But I'm sorry, the buck stops with the candidate who hires the speech writers that then play. You are just as responsible. And the thing is, this is not the first time that Joe Biden has been accused of plagiarizing or lying. I mean, through his legal degree, he was accused of plagiarizing, and he claimed falsely that he came top of the class, and that was not true.
Those are definitely just outright lies.
Yeah, exactly.
Hillary Clinton level lies.
Exactly. And so this is the kind of swamp that I really kind of despise. This obvious fraud. They've got a mask. It's obvious fakery. And it's transparent. It's easy to see through. But anyway, let's go for the super chats. Since now these are taking longer than I expect.
Yeah.
But we've got so much to go through. And I don't want to leave anything out, you know?
You went into the interview at 3, so I don't know if we have to cut this short, but we will.
Yeah,
do our best.
We'll get through as many as we can. We're interviewing someone because we're expanding the operation. Yep. We're getting a social media manager. Hopefully,
yesterday, Sujad said he's Irish, which we noted before when we went off. But thank you, TD. What is your stance on free trade?
Hang on. You're going to call me up on my pronunciation of leash.
What?
But how do you pronounce film?
Where's
how many
film?
U's are in film, what? Mr. Irishman?
What do you mean?
The Irish pronounce film film.
Film?
It's really adorable. It's a really adorable, like, extraterrestrial.
But have I ever done this?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no, he's calling you up on Lynch. Sorry, I thought you were
leash.
Referring to me.
No. Yeah, no. Sujad. He's like, you're pronouncing leash wrong. So, yeah, well, you pronounce film wrong.
Yeah. Or just Ireland, Ireland.
You do have a weird way of saying Ireland.
Yeah, but, you know, my last name's Irish, so get on with it. TD, what's your stance on free trade? Personally, I hate the concept as it's lead to globalism and the expansion of international corporations?
There's a long answer and a short answer. And the short answer is it's good for the individual. The long answer is the alternative is guilds, basically.
Yeah. Eyes that watch 69, with TR being binned, no one is safe. Which platform is best to move to get content? Too much choice to know which is best.
Well, BitChute's booming at the moment. Rumble...
loadseaters.com.
you can always watch the podcast at loadseaters.com, of which you can become a member. BitChute, Rumble, there are a bunch of others as well.
Minds. Library. There are a lot. I'd probably say BitChute is the biggest one at the moment, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Them or Parler would be the biggest ones.
Honestly, they're all fantastic platforms that are doing the same job as YouTube and are not stifling political commentary.
Yeah. Honey Badger, did you see that the EU just signed an investment agreement with China? Awfully convenient timing, huh? Yeah, it is. Not a banned account. Hong Kong was better off under British protection. Absolutely true. Hugh James, breaking the lockdown 3 stay-at-home order, I see.
No, not necessary workers. Essential workers, yeah.
Yeah. Keeping the public informed, I think, is the police's guidance, so, haha. WR Finger, Carl, I really miss the symposium. More symposium content style, please.
Well, that's actually premium content on LoadSeas.com now. Me and Callum are going to be doing a philosophy podcast, premium podcast, probably, I don't know, Friday or something like that. I'll have it ready for us to do, where we're going to be discussing some interesting ideas.
The first I'm hearing of it. But
No, it's not.
Wait, which one?
The Thick Concepts one. But we are
Yes.
No, we are also going to do a premium podcast on Lynn Wood's Twitter outburst.
Oh God!
No. It's funny, but we can't go
look at Lynn Wood's Twitter. It's
we can't put it on YouTube though.
Yeah, please and thank you. Will the Impaler, has Nigel Farage been replaced with a lizard? He wants to put Tony Blair in charge of injecting everyone.
I just heard about this before we went live, so I don't know anything.
I'm going to disavow that comment just in case of YouTube's guidelines. But my understanding is he thinks Tony Blair's vaccine program would help us end this faster. Therefore, he's endorsed it. Of course, his followers are very, very suspicious.
Well, Adolf Hitler has a vaccine program.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo's endorsed it.
I think it is right to be suspicious of anything Tony Blair ever says.
But the vaccine might be... I mean, I'm sure the vaccine's completely on the level because YouTube makes me say that.
And just a gun to your head.
And ironically is. But I mean, I've got no particular reason to think the vaccine won't stop COVID. But the problem is, it's Tony Blair.
Okay, that's Latin there, so you can read that. The engaged view.
Oh, I remember, I prefer memento vivere. I don't speak Latin, by the way. Remember to live. But the point is, remember that you die is important. And it is really necessary to think about what with the way that we're setting society up because of the lockdowns. But anyway.
Onside Dragon. North of Seattle, we are very redneck, white, blue. Not sure what that means, but up here, guys. Filling mags while we watch your show. Can I say this or not? January 6th onwards. I'm not going to say that part.
I don't think we can say most of what you said there, but
sorry, man.
Godspeed.
But yeah, I mean, you have that right to arm yourselves in the US, and that is a God-given right.
But more importantly, you have the God-given right and moral right to self-defense.
Yep. Incontinent Mind. New job, income to spare, loving the work.
Congratulations.
Midnight here in the Workers' Republic of Victoria, Australia. Shout out to Harry Balsek.
Well, good luck in Victoria. That's the place that's really locked down, isn't it?
Yeah.
So well done on getting a new job.
Christian, why save the NHS if the NHS can't save you? That's a good argument.
But more importantly, who's going to be paying for the NHS when nobody has a job?
Mm-hmm. Just do what Cuba does, make them work for free.
Yeah.
The engaged
few. It'd be just like Cuba, yeah.
The simps need to give it a rest. Yes, they're cute, but you have...
Oh.
You have regrets that are older than Hugo and Callum. You're a short walk from other... Sorry, you're a short walk from offering them candy and asking them to help you find your puppy. Yeah.
I mean, in their defense, none of them are that young.
I don't think they're young, but yeah, I am sus of them. Jiro 3. Margaret Ferrier, I'm not a snail. Don't know what...
I don't get that reference, I'm afraid.
I think that was a lady you mentioned in the podcast. Access. If Brits had any balls left, every politician who voted for any lockdown would have been taken, and we're going to end it there, because I cannot say that. Thomas Dawson.
Sword of Damocles. I might actually set one up.
We have a sword, yeah.
But I actually don't want that falling on me.
No,
so.
You should hang it there and then in the middle, so that when guests come, they'll obviously ask and you can explain.
But I don't want it accidentally falling and hurting my table.
Well, no, we'll put it in properly.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. We're not hanging it by a horsehair.
Thomas Dawson. I'm a private tutor. Cancelling exams screwed me for the second year in a row. Newly self-employed, so don't qualify for Rishi Bucks. I've had enough.
God damn.
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of the small stories that you don't hear about on the news of people's lives being ruined by this. I mean, where can we get data on that, you know?
No idea. I guess just how many people are self-employed.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Kiwak. Re-vaccine passport. Government rules something out. No public discourse, no public resolve against measure. U-turn to be implemented in 24 hours. I can fully believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've made the website. Why would they make the website if they're not doing it?
Yeah.
Not a banned account. Alan Moore predicted Power Seizure, V for Vendetta. Very good movie. Highly recommend if anyone hasn't seen it.
Yep.
American Honey Badger. I'm currently on the train to DC. I truly believe it will go down as a major historical event. Insane, the world we live in. Yeah, we'll be covering what happens there when it happens. But
yeah, so tomorrow there's going to be big things moving, and we'll be following it.
We'll be observing. DL, my granddad died alone on Christmas Day thanks to COVID measures.
Man.
No one could visit in person. It's unforgivable. Wishing you all well and keep it up. Well, wishing you well as well, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. Albert Edward, hey, fellas, about to go vote in Georgia. Hopefully my precinct is unimportant enough that my vote doesn't get swapped.
Bring your pottery shard.
Take a picture. The purest form of cancer. I choose your podcast over morning carnal relations with my significant other. Okay. Not sure I feel about that. I hope you're happy about
flattered,
that.
Flattered we have to feel.
I hope you're happy about that because she certainly wasn't. No regrets yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Thunderstorm. I'm disappointed. George Orwell's 1984, we had prison-style uniforms. Yeah, I still have to pay for my own clothes.
Yeah.
Sucks. Lars Peter Simonson. For the guy that asked for tips when going on a keto diet yesterday, I found the visual guide of, and then there's a link.
Dietdoctor.com.
Helpful, no affiliation. Right. So if you're looking for keto tips, dietdoctor.com, I guess. Though we have no idea what's on that website, so I am going to disavow it, just in case.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. We do not endorse.
The Earl of Longford. Yeet us eaters. Got any strikes yet?
No.
The podcast doesn't, but the video channel does.
Well, no, it's just got a warning.
Got a warning, sorry. Yeah, you get a warning and then three strikes.
Yes.
Where were we?
How to practically pin down tech company to free speech regulations without Great Firewall or fleeing to Panama. I think Poland's got the right move. Just fine them every time they...
Just make it state law that you can't do that here, and they will have to abide by the law.
Yeah.
Richtor, call me paranoid, but listening for a siren on a stream is a way to locate the pinpoint of your broadcast.
That's a great point.
Just let the police know you have a free speech license and where you're at so it can stop.
There's no such thing as a free speech license.
There's no such thing in the UK.
Maybe the police are literally next door.
So we'll be fine. Yeah. Pirate Skeleton. I fully trust the people who believe in healthy at any size to tell me how to defeat a virus. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Healthy at any size is being promoted at the same time that they say obesity will make it worse.
Just what happened to my body, my choice? That's what I say.
What? Healthy at any size?
Well, when it comes to anything with coronavirus.
True, but I'm also not going to endorse this statement that you are healthy at any size. No, being obese is not a healthy thing.
No, I'm healthy at any infection level with the virus. That's what I say.
That's your statement.
Yeah.
Okay, Alexander Cross. Your government has you up S-word creek without a paddle to say nothing of what YouTube. I mean, damn. Yeah, they do. Although, that's the thing. I'm very black-pilled that Gove will literally do nothing.
Oh, yeah, he will literally do nothing. But at least he thinks the right thing and says it in public. That's a start.
Yeah. The media. I was given a £1,000 fine for reporting on a protest in England, and YouTube have censored the video. Give me a week's ban and a strike for it at tke.media. So I'm assuming that's your Twitter handle or
Parler handle, yeah. I didn't even know. My God.
That sucks. I assume you can argue you're a journalist and try and combat that fine. As for YouTube... Yeah, they're just an editorial outlet. I can't say that name. That's a lot of weird letters.
Jubiton Vincolo.
Simping ain't easy, but someone's got to do it. Looking damn fine, Carl. Keto bros unite for the win. Death to bread and its associated tube.
I think we have to disavow that.
To a bread tube? Well, I suppose no. In a cultural context, that's fine. But his... I love the idea that all the simps for you are actually just keto bros.
No, that's awesome, though. I'm totally down. There's keto bros unite.
And anywhere, somewhere. Simping for Helen Dale. Absolutely. Yeah. Helen Dale is an absolute joy.
Simp-worthy.
Hugh James. Remember Ofcom yeeted Fox News from UK cable TV? I didn't know that. I've got to Google that. Can you read some?
Yeah. Adam, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more they will hate those who speak it. Orwell, that's correct. Thunderstorm says, someone named Drenov can't send super chats. I've heard of this before. Is it YouTube? I can only assume it is. Why would we prevent people from sending us money? White Hot Peppers, Hey Dude. On our way to DC, 10-hour drive with no stops. Christ. I have a US Army CLS first aid training, and I want to do my part to help if it gets crazy. Hopefully I won't have to, but wish us luck. God save the Union. Don't do anything crazy, but good luck and Godspeed. Stephen Krashevsky, NYS Assembly Bill A416, when paired with A11179 that mandates COVID-19 vaccines, will lead to mass forced vaccinations and rounding up of lockdown protesters. Illusion of due process. Open-ended, tyrannical. Wow, I can't believe that Fuhrer Cuomo is going to do that. Really seems out of character for a man who persecutes Jews, puts them in ghettos, and then tries to set up COVID camps for them. Dixons57 says, freezing outside with occasional snow. 2. Excessive censorship. 3. Government decides everything about our lives. Is this the Soviet winter or what? It's getting that way. It'll be a bit colder when it really gets fully Soviet, but like...
I've got to tell you about this. This is crazy. Okay, go on. So Fox News was being transmitted in the UK, and Ofcom decided that they'd broken the rules because one episode of Hannity said that the travel ban was a good idea and did not offer alternative viewpoints, as if they have to, and as if the BBC or Sky News does. Nonsense. Yeah. But then they also said that a section from Tucker Carlson was bad, because Tucker Carlson had said that Theresa May and other public bodies were doing nothing to counter terrorism, stop radicalization, protect citizens from terrorism, or protect thousands of underage girls from rape and abuse. That's all they did. And they said, yeah, that was enough to kick them. That's how bad Ofcom is. And YouTube's worse.
God damn. The Mont Blanc. In 1933, Western Australia voted to leave the Australian Federation, but this was rejected by Westminster. Brexit folks should let us have our way out. I didn't even know. I mean, I'm not against you having a Brexit of your own. You know, it's your choice.
Self-determination.
Yeah. Guitar operator. Unfortunately, there is no going back. This started in the 90s with PC culture and has grown exponentially to the point of cancel culture. I know this isn't even near the end. It's merely the beginning. I think we're past the beginning now, though. I do think we're past the beginning. I think we're into the moderate phase where it begins ramping up, and then it's going to get really bad. But you're right. I don't think there is a going back from this. We've got to see what's on the other side. The real Natorat says, no government has the power to stop people from dying. They only have the power to stop people from living. That's exactly what my Memento Mori piece is about. Honestly, you'll appreciate it.
You should get that on your gravestone.
Yeah, I might. Edward of Woodstock says, this isn't silencing extremes, it silences dialogue. They think we're too stupid to entertain two opposing ideas, so they have to feed us correct opinions, diversity, and all but thought. Correct. Guitar operator, can we get... Yep. Off topic, but I would appreciate if you guys could do something for me. Disavow Owen Jones, just because Owen Jones. Here we go, 3, 2, 1, disavow. Yeah, I definitely disavow Owen Jones. I disavow, honestly, almost every left-wing media pundit I can think of. They're all lunatics. MuteStream says, enough waiting, where's the goddamn Hugo Bolly pillow? Good question.
You're going to be waiting longer.
Yeah, we're waiting for a Patriot merch store that does the entire thing, because we can't send out t-shirts or anything. We don't have the time and resources.
We should probably shill. If anyone does run anything like this and you can fulfill our needs, please email us at contact@lotuseaters.com. We did have one email from a guy who's thinking of setting one up, but we will take whoever's first, I guess.
We got a problem in the chat. Says, Ofcom banned MSM from going against the government narrative last year. Did they? I did not know that.
Not surprised.
We're going to have to do a bit of a dive on Ofcom, aren't we? We'll try probably make a premium podcast out of it.
Well, just what they're trying to do to BitChute, they seem like scum.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is the thing. Like, we'll do a premium podcast on it, because the premium podcast, we're not going to do them as frequently as these ones, obviously, but we get to go deeper into them. And honestly, I'm telling you, the Lynn Wood one is going to be great fun.
I'm worried about the Lynn Wood one.
It's going to be good. I've watched a lot of this QAnon stuff. I'm not saying I endorse it or anything like that. But what I'm saying is I understand what he's saying with the things that he's saying. And if you haven't been following what's going on, then you won't know what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's right or wrong.
Yeah, I mean, flat eartherism is also interesting to me. Brewmaster Monk, anti-Semitism is a virtue. Judaism preaches slavery and racial supremacy. I don't agree.
Disavow.
I don't agree. The engaged few. An Italian policeman is creating...
No, but what's worse about that? You're saying that Andrew Cuomo is a virtuous man? Don't agree. For many different reasons, but also this one.
The engaged few. An Italian policeman is creating ghettos for Jews, and his decisions to separate them from others was affirmed by a Japanese judge in America. I have no words for the levels of irony. It's always the Axis powers. They'll do it again. Alexander Cross. Someone needs to inform Governor Cuomo that this is not the Black Death. We can't expel these people just like we did back then. YouTube says I can't say that word. I've got to stop saying that then, in case, for reasons. Derna 1804.
I'll do this one. Cuomo, you mean Spaghetti Kidneza?
I don't get that.
You don't get that reference at all, do you? No. Nebuchadnezzar is the guy who finally conquered the Jews, the Babylonian king who sent them into exile.
So he's the Spaghetti Kidneza.
Yeah, it's not Nebuchadnezzar, it's Spaghetti Kidneza.
Eazy-E, Jews trying to get through these hard times by keeping their faith and any sense of community strong. Cuomo, and I took that personally. Cookie Contour. Larid Contis?
Laird Coutts. That's a Scottish word for lord.
Okay. Requested British government LTD to be dissolved. Based. Assets will be declared and abandoned so Vatican can seize. Counter Brexit. I don't know anything about that.
No, but he's trying to dissolve the British government as a corporate incorporated body.
Lamau.
Which is not a bad idea, given the way it's going.
Alexander Cross or not. Don't know what that's in reference to.
Yeah, sorry.
Stephen Kresivski? A World War II German also used to pretend that descendants of Abraham were...
that the descendants of Abraham were unclean. Yes. Yes, it's amazing how Cuomo has arrived back at this.
Okay, we're going to have to be so careful about this.
We've been donated a diamond on BitChute.
D-Life.
I don't think I can read that out. I think YouTube will whack us if I read that out.
Yeah, can't say it.
But thank you for the diamond.
So that's Anglo something or other. We can't say it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dean Loveday. Wonder how many of the victims of Cuomo's policy to put COVID infectees into care homes were Jews? Yeah, I mean, he was sending people with COVID into care homes.
Yeah.
Which is my understanding, he's got a lot of criticism from the right and left for that.
Well, it's because it's a ridiculous thing to do. Why would you do that?
Nuts. Wolf Spain.
It really is almost like he wanted these people to die. Anyway.
I just wanted to leave a little pause there for people to think.
Yeah.
Note how the bill doesn't specifically say COVID. That means that they can detain you for the flu.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's future-proofing.
Or any other kind of thing that they have deemed to be an infectious disease that means that you need to be removed from society.
Well, if there's one in 2030, then they could use the same legislation.
Yeah.
Eazy-E, Trump had outspoken Black, Hispanic, and Jewish support, but somehow it's the party of white supremacy and the N-words. Yeah. The bad guys from World War II. Yuri Bezmenov was right.
And the Soviets.
Ollie, a Japanese lawyer and an Italian mayor coming after the chosen people reminds me of Man in the High Castle. Yeah, it is.
It's wild.
Brian Ullman. Cuomo is an Italian, so if going gets bad enough, he'll just switch sides. Yeah, he will. Jarl N. Swedish government met with Google and Amazon and granted them subsidized power for their servers, and then anti-government.
And then anti-government YouTube channels started getting banned.
Okay, sorry, there's a full stop. Interesting.
Yeah.
Annie K. Extra quid for triggering you yesterday. Yeah, it was the framing, wasn't it?
Yes.
On lockdowns, will there ever be enough or any public pushback? What will be the final straw? Also 5'10" manlet.
Under 5'10" manlet. Well, then I'll just get my platform shoes.
Will there be any public pushback in the UK? Is there any now?
Well, people have got to get hungry. Nothing's going to happen while people are comfortable and warm and full at home. And eventually it'll get there because you can't just start slicing off huge segments of the economy and then be like, right, so now everyone's going to support the massive public sector and this is going to go on in perpetuity. Eventually these things will start collapsing. That's when you'll start seeing revolution, which is why the socialists are all for it, by the way.
Lars Peter Simonsen. Norwegian names. For Callum, for not being so nerdy that he plays Magic the Gathering, Chad of the Lotus Eaters. Nerds. Mute stream.
Disappointing. I should have background checked.
Well, now you're getting donated here. Mute stream. Nerdy Carl, name the six stats of Lotus Eaters.
Well, I assume he means in D&D terms. Obviously intelligence 18, charisma 18, wisdom 18. The rest of them probably 18 too.
Okay. name that's a bunch of letters and numbers. Can't read it. Don't forget, New York locked up the first known super spreader in history, Typhoid Mary. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know about that.
Gregor Chopin. Don't worry, Carl. Klaus Schwab and the Mold Couch will help you defeat the evil YouTube and tell your co-host it's... You want to say it again? Because I can't say it.
Couch?
As in sofa, not cough. As always, greeting from the Bratwurst land to all of you.
Oh, man, now I want a Bratwurst.
Victoria G. Do you think any of the new parties will make a difference? Watching all the main parties in lockstep with lockdown measures in the UK is scary. We are basically a one-party state.
Yes, controlled by Keir Starmer, who's controlled by the radical communist unions.
I like the way Hugo put this, the university parties.
Yeah.
That's what the party is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Heritage, Reclaim and Reform parties at the moment. I don't see much by them. It's really frustrating because they could be making a huge amount of political capital now by doing the right thing. So I kind of want to see them pushing up, really.
Make more videos, lads.
Yeah. Get more stuff out so we can comment on it. You know?
Northampton Knight. Scenario. BBC banned from YouTube for mentioning anti-lockdown protesters. Why haven't they been? Despite BBC biased against derailing protesters. Thoughts? Why not? If talk radio can, why not the BBC?
Yeah.
Stuart McLean. Brilliant. Biden and Harris both plagiarizers.
Openly. Like, just demonstrably. Like, embarrassingly. Like, I've never plagiarized anything in my life. And if someone accused me of plagiarism, I'd be deeply offended by that. Because I, you know, like with my Memento Mori piece, I spent a lot of time and effort thinking about what I wanted to write there. Yeah. I didn't just rip someone else off like a lazy git.
Just want to say, please don't send any more.
We've got an interview.
Sorry, do you want to bust through a few of these?
C-Knight, that was William Henry Harrison, who caught pneumonia and died after only about a month in office. Thank you very much. DRT is king. German is a more beautiful language than French. Feudalism is authoritarian federalism. Byzantium was better than Rome proper and other hard truths. Moving on, because
like
that is a nice big bit of bait right there. Easy says, friendly reminder, Kamala being the first woman president means America decided on the woman who blew a guy to get ahead. Take notes, Hillary. are you suggesting that Hillary didn't? No.
Diego Zoo, take the articles about Cuomo with a grain of salt. The J word.
Hang on. Yeah, no, we're not.
Can't say any of that.
We can't say any of
it. Can't say any of it.
Steve says, I live in Syracuse. Cuomo told conservatives years ago that we were not welcome after we passed the Unsafe Act, which is, un in brackets. The hold from New York City is bad. Yeah, it looks bad. It looks really bad. Chris Cousins says, my in-laws are pro-socialist and anti-Brexit, a Scot and an Irish. They keep prodding me and I am pro-Britain. How do I best deal with this? This doesn't affect my marriage, just makes things awkward. Get a MAGA hat.
I just eat dinner with the MAGA hat on.
Yeah, no, but it's exactly the same as Jews for Trump. It's, you know, like this is Celts for Brexit, you know?
Scott East, freedom.
yeah.
Matt Barnes, Joe Biden, Irish King of the Welsh, coal mines.
That's good.
Dean Loveday, wonderful. What Trump policy positions 7 years old Alexander didn't like?
I wonder what he didn't like as well.
Unholy, about Kamala and Kwanzaa. She was also getting called out for claiming she celebrated the holiday before it was invented. Of course she was. David Franco Jr., not exactly surprised, pretty par for the course for the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party doesn't reward integrity, they reward dishonest behavior.
That's right. And that's why they get so many midwits. And it's the same with Labour. They get loads of like really mediocre politicians because they're just under the protective rubric of the Labour Party or the Democratic Party.
Zurax, do you remember that Harris's father said they descended from slave owners? She listened to Tupac before he had a record that contract. Tupac was active in 1991. Was she listening to the underground recordings? I guess that's her claim. Spam waffles. FYI, it's pronounced Maryland. No pause in between.
No, it's Maryland. Thank you.
Have another.
The English haven't risen up en masse since 1381. That's true.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you call the English Civil War. Maybe.
Glorious Revolution? I'd say the Glorious Revolution.
Glorious Revolution's a bit elitist.
We'd have an argument about it, but yeah. Spencer Patterson. Hey guys, with you making your own site, Dev's channel is gone.
What?
Okay. And the fights between former friends like Shu. I feel like this might be the end of an era. Everyone's soon going to be dropped. Black-pilled man.
I don't think Short Fat Otaku's channel is gone. I think I think he's still there. But again, this is why we have Lotuses.com, because we're not, you know, we're at least have something that we can exist on.
There's a reason Sargon's dead.
Yeah.
Common Cure. Carl, you say you want your children to get a proper education, even though the schools are becoming indoctrination camps. Why not homeschool?
Because I have a job and I have things to do. I'm not adverse to, like, paying a tutor or whatever, but I actually send them to a private school because what else am I going to do with my money?
Also, like, public schools are, as he says, at least my schooling, there was a lot of modules I would call indoctrination.
Yeah, there definitely are. There definitely are.
I suppose, but you pay for it, the indoctrination sort of gets dropped.
Well, that's the thing. It's not the same in these private schools.
Spencer Patterson, I'm afraid that my own channel, armed with speculation and a Command and Conqueror themed channel, will not last in the climate going forwards. Gone like the gun channels.
Possibly. Yeah,
man, I really hated it when they got rid of all the gun channels.
Yeah, man.
Iron Mike, I'm a GOP poll watcher from Fulton County in Georgia. Wish me luck.
Godspeed.
carry your camera.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you've got a recording device on you that just records you going around.
Yeah, I don't want to read your affidavit. I want to look at the footage. Snafu, I've been enjoying your podcast since my work schedule change. Have you guys seen any New York Assembly bill about arresting people for health safety?
Well, we just covered it, I think.
Stefan Thompson, there's a lot of chatter on the web about people traveling, correct US spelling, in a large numbers early on the 5th to Washington. Begin watching tonight, 10 till 12, London time.
Yep.
Yeah, we will be. David Franco Jr. To clarify, think of the most vile person, the most lying and likely to violate the law. You have the next big name in the Democratic Party. It's probably a good bet. Nathan Brake, as this timeline goes on, I realize more and more Rome has all the solutions. Like the Romans ever so once in a while were kicking out elitists and philosophers.
I'm not sure if they ever did that, actually.
You'd have to tell me. I don't know. Yuki Taiyo? Kill me. Zhao Biden can be translated by friend from the White House in Chinese. Is that true?
No.
Ah. Tao. Move your content to library. It's on blockchain and it's future for broadcasting. YouTube needs to be cancelled.
Are we on library? We're already there.
There you go, lad. Blog Minton. You seem to have missed my super chat yesterday. I had sent you my father reconciliation on being sent to jail over other people's Facebook posts.
The father's recollection on being sent to jail. Did we miss that?
I don't. Sorry if we did.
Sorry if we did.
But that's crazy. I mean, if you're in the US, that's doubly crazy as well.
Yeah.
Joan Fisher. Take a look from Ivor Cummings here. Very incisive on the V and on the vaccine and lockdowns, folks. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining us.
Apparently there's a few more.
Oh, is that? Okay. Sorry, okay. No, that's all right. Right, okay. Leich is the German pronunciation of the word, if I'm not mistaken, but that's fine. Instead of using the American pronunciation, as Americans are part of the English now, possibly.
Conversation for another time.
Yeah, another time. Yeah. Glyth Fox says, I'll burn my dread. I once ran away from the god of fear and he chained me to despair. I will break the chains and run until I see the sunlight again. I don't know what that's a reference to. Do you know? No idea. Right. You were looking at me like you knew. And Mark Alpeus says, look up what the US government did. Typhoid Mary, shocking.
I'm going to look it up now.
Okay. Well, right. So thank you all very much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, presumably to talk about what's going on in Washington and anything else that seems necessary to comment on regarding that. We'll keep you updated on anything else. But in the meantime, if you want extra content from us, you can go check out loads of our premium content. It's at loadseas.com. And we will see you tomorrow.